Harper Audio presents Self-Inflicted Wounds, Heartwarming Tales of Epic Humiliation by Ayesha Tyler. Hey, this is the author. Dedicated to my parents, Robin and James, who raised me to be brave. Maybe too brave. Preface. Despite the fact that much of what I write about in this book has been cribbed from my life experiences, this is not an autobiography. I am self-involved, but not so self-involved to think that my life merits comprehensive documentation. I will wait until I'm an old and tragic drunk for that. Or until I make the terrible mistake of cheating on my husband with an appallingly young backup dancer. I absolutely do not intend to do this, but it would surely merit some pompous and tearful introspection. I talk about real people in this book and real occurrences. That being said, everything here has been retrieved from the annals of my spotty and highly unreliable memory, and for all I know may be complete fabrication, due either to severe retrograde amnesia, the early throes of which the internet assures me I am in, or more likely, my intense desire to have lived a life more thrilling than the one I've shambled rather aimlessly through thus far. For that reason, please do not take this book as any kind of documentarian portrait of my life, or try to use excerpts from this book to judge me, my family, my childhood, my friends, or as example of the broad and inexorable decay of Western civilization. All names have been changed or omitted, both to protect the innocent and because I can't remember who the fuck most of these people are anyway. Furthermore, it would be spectacularly futile to try and use this as an evidentiary document with which to convict or exonerate criminals, figure out what happened to the Lindbergh baby, uncover the truth about the Kennedy assassination, or divine where Jimmy Hoffa may be buried. If you take this as gospel, you will be sorely disappointed. This book is not a salacious tell-all full of celebrity secrets and tearful confessions. This book is just a book. One I hope is serviceably funny and relatively free of grammar.